We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is The Drive on KFH.
Welcome back. Hour number two, The Drive on KFH Radio. A Thursday, Bob Lutz, Jeff Lutz with you, as well as Max Power, who is producing and engineering the show. 869-1240. We would enjoy hearing from our listeners, as always, as we head into the second hour. Your bracket currently underway.
And here's what I've taken
TV
away from
challenge.
This. I have the sitcoms, which obviously means Brian Urton sees me as the funny one on this show. And Brian, I appreciate
I assign that. These brackets.
Well, then you obviously see
I gave
me.
You the 90s.
They're all 90s shows.
A lot of these were earlier from the previous brackets. Some were more recent.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. So you got the 90s, and I get the classics.
Did we have a classics bracket? Is that coming up?
Yes, that's coming up next.
All right.
Seinfeld wiped out that 70s show in a first-round matchup, 116. The 8-9 currently underway, Full House versus Married with Children.
No one talks about Married with Children anymore, do they?
It's leading double up over
Week.
Full House.
What did I miss with Married with Children?
It was a funny show. I wasn't
Peggy. Peggy.
She's funny. Ed O'Neill's funny. Christina Applegate. They've got cast members who actually are still doing things, unlike Full House.
What are you talking about? John Stamos isn't
doing stuff? John Stamos doesn't do anything.
Bob Saget.
Don Rickles loved him, so I give him a lot of credit for that.
Also, they're all still on Full House. It's called Fuller House now.
Here are the matchups coming up. South Fork versus Everybody Loves Raymond. Fresh Prince versus Boy Meets World, Friends versus ER. That is a tough one.
Very tough.
Family Guy and Roseanne, Saved by the Bell versus Frasier.
Saved by the Bell.
And The Simpsons versus X-Files.
Saved by the Bell, really? That belongs in a discussion, a bracket of
TV
shows?
Hey, we're going
shows?
With Brian Urton. We appreciate what he did. Again, you're not giving any credit to anybody today. A kid who signs a letter of intent is on your bad list. A guy who voluntarily gives us fodder for these
times. We're going to replace Saved by the
Bell. Thanks to Brian Urton. We appreciate it. Let's get to the phones. Michael, hello.
Yeah, hi. I guess I like Everybody Loves Raymond. That was one of my favorites.
Very King of Queens-esque.
I was just wondering if you had any more Beach Boys stuff to play.
Well, if our listeners want to hear it, they need to send it to me.
Oh, send
Bob
it to you. Okay, that's right. Let's see, what was the internet? It's just all this time that we're hanging in here. It's beautiful out. The sky is beautiful.
Yeah,
it's a nice day today.
Lovely blue sky, Michael.
Yeah, isn't it nice? I mean, people diss Wichita, but, you know.
Yeah, we have more blue sky here than almost anywhere.
You know, I notice these musicians that are really good in bands, they grew up with music in their house all over the place.
Sure,
you know,
well,
like
that,
the
that
Beatles, the Beach Boys, you know. The Stones and
gotta find inspiration somewhere.
Yeah, well, it came from like Paul McCartney's Yeah, they had a big one of those big band things with stuff like that, and you know, they just you know, at a young age, if you hear that stuff, then you kind of go with it, you know.
We appreciate it, Mike. We gotta go. We got to keep the show moving. We love you.
Appreciate it, Mike. We love you, Mike.
Okay, I know. I go on, but here's you know, have a wonderful week. Bye.
Thank you.
You too. Call us back, Michael.
I feel like, but we got to keep the show moving.
Right, but he made some good.
Yeah, the sky's blue and the Beach Boys are great. I mean, you can't be more succinct than those opinions. Let's get to Lonnie next. Lonnie at 869-1240.
You guys hear me?
Yeah, we got you, Lonnie.
Okay, so I mean, I jumped on. I got in the car a little bit after 5, so I didn't hear if King of Queens made the list.
King of Queens, God, no. Jeff, stop it with that. That's a tired act. King of Queens,
it's not an act.
King of Queens may be the show that we replace Saved by the Bell with.
I'll go with that. If you want to do that, that's
fine. That show is fantastic. And also, Friends, I don't know if there was a better solid 30 minutes of laughter each week for the time that TV show ran. So I would move them directly to the finals.
Well, I don't know if they'll get to the finals, but that they certainly have a shot. Thank you.
It could boil down to Friends.
Thank you, Lana. We appreciate it. Could boil down to Friends versus Seinfeld. Although The Simpsons is going to have something to say about that.
I don't think people still hold The Simpsons in as high esteem.
We'll see.
Nobody still watches it that I know of.
Ted Woodward would knock your hat off your head for
I
that.
Wish I did still watch The
Why
Simpsons.
Do you think The Simpsons is still on?
Because they get to go out on their own terms, I think. And can you imagine the bad press you'd get from canceling The Simpsons?
Well, Ted Woodward will be on this show tomorrow. And
I hope we have the whole 10 minutes.
I dare you to say that to him.
I love having these conversations. I'm not going to just say, hey, that Barney's a good character.
He will do Simpsons impersonations tomorrow.
I'm sure he will.
So look
forward
to that.
You want to have an impression off between me and Ted?
Jeff, you're not in. Let me tell you something, son. This may be hard for you to hear.
It is going
to
be.
You're not even close to Ted Woodward's category with impressions.
Gosh darn it. Am I in the next tier
no,
at least?
No, you're terrible. Absolutely awful.
I think there's some.
Here's Clint. Clint, welcome to the show.
Hey, Bob. How are you doing? Hi, Jeff.
What's up? You sounded much more enthused to say hi to me.
Well, yeah, that's because I know you.
Okay, good. What's up, Clint?
My favorite show is SVU. I could watch that. I've watched several hundreds, thousands episodes. That's my favorite show.
And I'm shocked that Law & Order SVU did not make this list either. It's been on 20 years, for crying out loud.
It's the longest running show.
It's one of the longest running shows in television history. So, yeah.
Yes.
Listen, I love my guy, Brian Urton. He did a fantastic job. He made some mistakes.
Oh, of course. But that's okay.
As any of us would have.
I wouldn't have.
Bob,
anything else, Clint?
Is Home Improvement in that one?
No.
Home Improvement.
I look forward to joining your team again next year at 42, League 42, and hopefully we can make it through this epidemic.
Let's hope. I appreciate it, Clint. Thank you.
He really didn't put Home Improvement, which was the number one show for like 5 years.
Listen, again. You want to take this up with Brian Urton?
I absolutely
Brian,
do.
Call the show at 869-1240 because now we have a critic.
Not just a critic.
This is a great thing about you. You sit on the sidelines.
I do.
You do very little.
Debatable.
Let's be honest. You show up. You follow my lead for the most part. But now you're willing to criticize those who have actually put in some work. Now,
Did he put in work?
I would tell Brian that, hey, you've left out Law & Order SVU. You've left out Home Improvement. You have some matchups here.
What, did California Dreams not want any of this bracket?
Why are you all over him, by the way?
Because Saved by the Bell ruins the credibility of the tournament.
I already said we're putting King of Queens in there.
That'd be like putting South Carolina's Upstate University in the NCAA tournament as an at-large.
There's another knock at the little guy. The little guy, that's who Jeff is after today on the show. The little guy who signs a letter of intent with a junior college. The little guy from South Carolina Upstate.
Is that even a
Jeff
college?
Has no interest in that. He wants the bright lights.
Sure do.
The big sounds.
I do.
That's what you
Saved
want.
Saved by the Bell.
Awful. Mark, you're next.
Hey, fellas, a couple of glaring omissions. MASH and Cheers. I don't know if there was a timetable.
MASH and Cheers
so that's
were
all
both,
I got.
MASH and Cheers were both in a previous, I think.
Well, they might be in your classic.
Yeah, Cheers and MASH are both in my classic TV bracket coming up.
So we're only in the third of four.
Yeah,
brackets.
We're in the third bracket right now.
This tournament's only going to take.
Does that make sense, Mark?
Mark's long gone.
Mark.
Keep asking.
Hey, we got to fill a show. I'll keep asking if Mark's there, and we'll have dead air for a couple minutes.
Well, Mark just wanted to get his quick hit in.
Hello, Mark.
Is that funny?
Oh, brilliant. Brilliant. Thank you, Max. See? Max gets it.
What does he get?
He said that's funny.
Okay.
So,
hey, Mark, is that funny, Max?
Here's the thing about Jeff, and Max, I'm sure you'll agree with this, although you probably won't. You don't need to hurt the kid's feelings. Comedic timing. I've got it. You don't.
Okay.
It's the way it is. You can laugh. You can scoff at that.
I am scoffing a little bit at that. It's
scoff-worthy. And that's fine. What's that?
I said it's scoff-worthy.
What do you have on your phone?
Oh,
so enthralled with.
I'm trying to take up for Jodie Sweetin.
Who's that?
She plays Stephanie on Full House, and the youngster is, well, she's a looker. But someone on Twitter said Christina Applegate was hotter, and let's just, come on.
Well, that's a real adult conversation to be having.
Well, they're all adults. Christina
Applegate. Proud of you.
Thank you.
That's really respectful of your wife. They're on a radio show talking about who's hotter, Jodie Sweetin, whoever the hell that is.
Oh, she's Sweetin.
Yeah, where is she now?
On Fuller House.
Really?
Yeah.
Let's get back to the phones. Ralph is with us. Hello, Ralph.
Well, I hate to say it. Jeff had two terrible takes in a row. No, I'm sorry. He had one good one, one bad one. Saved by the Bell, horrible show, one of the worst shows ever. But The Simpsons was great. One of the
was
best shows
great.
Ever.
That's my point.
Could go another 30
but
years.
Jeff hasn't watched it recently, so he has no idea if it's still great or not.
Have you, Ralph? When's the last time
yes,
you really had like a Simpsons run?
I have like 35 of them recorded, so it drives my wife crazy. Anyway, hey, have a wonderful day. Talk to you later.
Thanks.
Thanks, Ralph. What do you mean? He's
Everybody
got them recorded.
Has 35 of them recorded.
I've got Better Call Saul recorded. Should I watch it?
I don't know. I gave up on it.
That surprises me.
It surprises me a little bit,
Maybe
too.
We'll delve into that one tonight, if the mood strikes.
I'll watch it when it comes back on Netflix. I don't want to go into the AMC app and do all that stuff.
Are you getting good internet service yet?
Not really.
Is that going to get resolved?
Maybe. We've done hooking up the Ethernet into the TV, and that's only, it's iffy.
What do your neighbors do to resolve these issues?
I don't know.
When you're walking along, as long as you have social distancing, ask somebody. How do you get good internet out
here? Someone
told
us something, but I can't remember what it was.
Well, I hope your wife remembers.
I'm sure she does.
She absolutely runs the show.
Well, yeah.
Are you good with that?
Yeah.
Are you good with her absolutely running the show? I believe there should be a division.
What are you trying to say?
Well, isn't it obvious?
I
mean, what do you mean what am I trying to say?
I don't
want to
run the show.
I can't. That's what I said. There's usually a division of running the show.
You're splitting up the show running?
Yes. There doesn't necessarily seem to be in your situation.
All right. I'll
Is there?
No. I'll own that, though. I don't want anything to do with running the show.
Why do you think it is that I want to be involved in running the show?
I don't know. Because you're a control freak, and I am to a degree.
I don't think I'm a control freak.
But as long as everything is where it's supposed to be, I really don't care.
Boy, the internet, why aren't you taking control of that?
Because we have regular TV, and we watch that. We've got shows that we record and watch as a family.
I'd be all over that. I'd get a solution to that
today. Well, then help us.
No.
There's nothing to do. We just are out in the country, and there's not a great signal to be had.
Do all country dwellers have this issue? 869-1240. We have to have a listener who lives out in rural area.
Okay, but we have trees that block pretty much everything.
Well, cut down the trees.
Cut down 80 trees? I mean, we're not going to do that.
Well, I'm not a proponent of cutting down trees, but if they're on your property.
But are they on the edge, so they're high up, you can't get a signal.
And they block
over them. Yes.
Well, they must be really close.
We even had a dude come out that climbed our windmill. Can you imagine how dangerous that is?
So you have gone to some measures,
yeah,
to try to figure this out.
Couldn't get the signal from the windmill over the trees. That would have been perfect.
Well,
didn't work out.
I don't know. Seems like a dilemma.
It's not that bad.
Well, you can't watch anything.
Can watch plenty of stuff. I watched the Edge documentary on the WWE Network. Have you watched that?
No.
You'd love it.
I don't even have the WWE Network.
I know. It's unfortunate.
Nor am I that interested in the WWE Network anymore.
They put out good stuff.
Yeah, but that's a waste of time.
How?
I don't know.
The documentary on Edge is really good.
Wouldn't you rather watch a documentary on foosball players?
Do I have to answer that?
Yes.
Is Joe still listening?
No.
No, I'd rather watch one on Edge.
Have you ever played a game of foosball in your life?
Of course. I'm pretty good at it.
Really?
Pretty good.
I was terrible at it. I never wanted to be good
at it. I've got the hand-eye coordination.
I considered foosball a waste of time. Why do you go to a bar?
Play darts.
No, really. Why do you really go to a bar?
Beer and women, I assume.
To drink. What does foosball have to...
It's
I never did understand.
Pass the time. You get drunk.
I never understood pool.
You hit on women. Everything.
I never understood darts. The games, bar games, I never understood.
Why?
I'm not there to play
so
games.
You're just gonna sit there. Hey,
I'm gonna
have
hold
any peanuts.
Here's what you do. You hold court.
No, you've never held court in your life.
You talk to the people, your friends.
No, you don't.
That's what I did.
Okay. And that's why everyone else said, let's go play foosball. Bob's holding court again.
When I was younger, you take a pitcher of beer and chug it.
No, you don't. I don't believe you ever did any of that.
You really don't?
I don't think so.
Well, your bark
disturbs me to think about.
Well, I don't know that it should disturb you or not. Jeremy, welcome. This is the final call before a break. We got a guest. Jeremy. No, Jeremy. Jeremy, are you there or no? All right, let's take a break, Max. We got to get to a guest. Adrian Griffin, currently Toronto Raptors assistant coach, played his high school basketball at East High, and then it's collegiately at Seton Hall. He'll be with us next, The Drive on KFA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.